Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Incidents over the South China Sea in these last days. An RC-135 surveillance aircraft buzzed dangerously close by a high-performance aircraft from the People's Liberation Army Navy. And then, two warships, one American, one Canadian, operating in the Taiwan Straits, Freedom of Navigation operation, dangerously passed by a Chinese warship on the bow. Why? I welcome Josh Rogan. He writes Global Opinions for the Washington Post, and he guides us to pay attention to a man who's been making sharp remarks in these last days. Josh, a very good evening to you. Who is General Lee?
Well, good evening, John. Well, General Li Shengfu is what they call the defense minister of China now, because they have a different system that doesn't exactly mean what it means, the same thing that it means in our system. But nevertheless, he's a senior Chinese People's Liberation Army figure. And he spoke at an international conference called the Shangri-La Conference in Singapore. And this is a rare chance for us to hear from one of the most senior Chinese military leaders about what he thinks about what's going on in the world, and especially what's going on in the U.S.-China relationship. But although the Biden administration is trying hard to thaw the relationship and get back into high-level dialogue with Beijing, General Li didn't strike a conciliatory tone at all. In fact, he took the opposite tact, and he gave a litany of charges against the United States, blaming it for all of the ills in the region and the world, and presenting China as a more benign and more benevolent alternative regional and world power, and made all sorts of accusations, said all sorts of things about Taiwan and the South China Sea that don't comport with reality. And, you know, my conclusion from that, and this is what I wrote in the Washington Post, is that, you know, sometimes the other person on the other side of the negotiation doesn't want to improve relations. Sometimes, what if the Chinese Communist Party sees it in its benefit to have cold relations with the United States, because their real mission is to peel the U.S. away from all of the other countries in the region? And of course, that's what General Li was trying to do. And this is a big problem, because we have this crazy idea in Washington that if we're just really nice to the Chinese Communist Party, that's, they're probably going to be really nice to us back. But it doesn't really seem to be the case. And so for the Biden administration, they're kind of stuck, because the president wants to have good relations with China. They want to compete at the same time, and the Chinese don't seem interested in that. And so there's the rub.
There was a formula several weeks ago. I want to see if it still holds, that China was interested to talk to Secretary Raimondo of Commerce. China was interested to talk to Secretary Yellen, the head of the Treasury Department. But China's not interested to talk to Secretary Blinken, who I believe is scheduled to travel to China. Is that formula still in place? Not state?
Right, not state and not the Pentagon. Now, our Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in the same conference as General Li. They were there in Singapore for 3 days together. They shook hands at dinner. But although General Li met with several other of his counterparts, he refused to meet with Lloyd Austin. Why? And then he gets up on stage and says, well, the only way to preserve peace and stability in Asia is to have communication and dialogue. But he's refusing the communication and dialogue. What's going on here is that the Chinese leadership is trying to pick their interlocutors. They're trying to force Biden to take the China file away from the national security people, that's Blinken and Austin, and give it to the economics people, who are much more pro-China, who are much more in favor of getting rid of tariffs and getting back to business and forgetting about all those pesky little problems like Taiwan and the Uyghur genocide and the coronavirus and you name it. And this is a reasonably clever ploy by the Chinese, because of course they'd rather deal with Gina Raimondo than Tony Blinken, who's going to annoyingly mention the Uyghur genocide every once in a while. And we just don't know if Biden's going to fall for it. He knows that's what they're trying to do, but he might just fall for it, because He might be looking at that as the only way to get back into the room with Xi Jinping, which is what he really wants to do. So I personally hope that, Secretary Blinken goes to China before Secretary Yellen or Secretary Raimondo, because that would at least tell the Chinese that they're going to have to deal with us on both national security and economics, or neither. But I'm not sure if the Biden administration has the backbone, frankly, to stick to that plan.
Josh's column quotes General Li, quoting what he says is a Chinese song. The quote, as the lyrics of a well-known Chinese song go, says General Li, when friends visit us, we welcome them with fine wine. When jackals or wolves come, we will face them with shotguns. So here's the puzzle. Does China want to talk about their economy because it's in trouble? Or does China want to talk to the U.S. about these incidents in the Taiwan Strait? They're linked from the U.S. point of view. Are they linked from China?
Well, that's exactly right. As far as the Chinese are concerned, they do have an economic imperative to have good relationship with not just the United States, but lots of countries in the world. That's why all of the European leaders have been leading these huge business delegations to Beijing. That's why General Li is preaching to Southeast Asian nations in Singapore that he's going to give them wine and he's going to give the United States the shotgun. And so there's no doubt that China has big problems and can't afford to only have negative relations. The question is, do they really care about whether or not we are part of that scheme? Or do they see the U.S.-China relationship as inevitably contentious, and therefore they're just going to write off dealing with us at all? And my sources inside the U.S. government tell me that there is still, to some degree, a split inside the Chinese leadership between those two camps, between those who want to re-engage with the United States and, you know, quote-unquote responsibly manage the relationship, and those who want to tell us to go pound sand and just not deal with us ever again and try to do the best they can peeling off the rest of the countries into their orbit. And right now it seems that the latter camp has the ball, and it also seems that Xi Jinping prefers that strategy based on everything that he does and he says. And that's not a good situation. That's not something that we're rooting for. We don't want to live in a world where the U.S. and China can't deal with each other. But it takes two to tango. And if Beijing is determined to have a contentious relationship, I'm not sure there's much we can do about that.
The Wall Street Journal has a story that looks dangerous. Cuba's spy station brings China rivalry to America's doorstep. Will turn tables on sore point for Beijing, U.S. spying off Chinese shores. That doesn't look like it's building bridges, Josh.
I think they want us to know what they're doing. I think they want everyone to know what they're doing. One of the reason that the General Li was defending the Chinese warship almost crashing into the U.S. warship is because he was trying to make a point that any of the waters near China belong to China, and we don't think you have the right to be there anymore. And what a sort of Cold War era kind of move it is to put a new spy base or a base that can spy in Cuba to drive home the point that they can get close to our shores just like we can get close to their shores. So this is the overall takeaway that, you know, we can listen to what Chinese leaders say, but we should more importantly watch what they're doing. Sometimes that tells us more than any speeches. And what they're doing is that they're becoming more aggressive, more repressive, and interfering more in free and open societies while telling the United States that it must leave the region. But the problem is the United States is not going to leave the region. That's essentially the fundamental structural problem in the U.S.-China relationship, for which there is no solution other than for the United States to bolster its alliances, stay active and present, defend its interests and values, and reinforce its position to the Chinese that we can have good relations, but not on any terms.
Josh Rogan, Washington Post. I'm John Batchelor.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.